I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is a public hearing for the 2015-2016 budget. Would everyone rise for the salute to the flag, please?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Moving on to the budget presentation. Guy, you want to?
Sure. So as we have done for the last several years, we're going to present the proposed budget that we put together in the last couple of months. We're going to talk about the timeline. We'll present the summary of the budget, which you'll be able to see the mill rate, the tax rate. We'll go through each of the funds, A fund revenues and expenditures, F fund revenues and expenditures. The timeline this year, we started in January. We had three budget workshops, January 21st, February 18th, February 25th. And then tonight we're at the hearing, and later on tonight we will make a decision. Summary, the budget that we proposed calls for appropriations in the general fund of $691,982. We have estimated revenues at $289,607, and there's an error here. That's $100,000 unexpended balance.
Yes. Yeah. What does it have?
It says 90. In fact, this isn't it. I'm sorry, this isn't okay. That's last year's. I'm sorry, Randy. Randy picked it up.
It was like last year.
That's not up. Hey, Lori, can you print out the summary somewhere? We'll get this corrected in a moment.
Here's the summary. And your summary. Here, give me my copy of the whole thing.
The summary. I mean, I kind of know it, but.
I'm sticking with a pen.
It's a weapon.
That's your one?
Yeah. Well, I just literally here.
Yeah.
Just take a page. That's fine.
Thanks, Bill. Sorry, everybody. So the appropriations, ignore what's on the screen and listen to me. $711,210 in the A fund appropriations. We've estimated revenues at $294,212, an unexpended balance of $100,000. The amount to be raised by taxes is what the difference between all those numbers is, $316,998 in the A fund. The F fund, our budget appropriations are proposed at $240,526, less the estimated revenues from fees and penalties and interest of $232,586. Unexpended balance from the previous budgets, $7,940. Zero if you're raised by tax. So the ultimate tax levy is $316,998. Given the current year's assessed valuation of $63,360,299 for all properties in the village, the current tax rate is down towards at the bottom where it says $5. That's relative to last year's of $4.93. That's per thousand. For a difference of 7 cents per thousand, this is a 1.48% increase in the tax levy, which is the amount that we are allowed to raise under the state tax cap law. So we are within within the tax cap for the budget. And I do apologize for not having that updated graphic. I can do that and share it with anyone who'd like to see it. Just looking at some historical tax information about the village tax levy, We can see that over the past few years, we've been inching up a little bit over time as costs go up. Again, these have been within the tax levy limit that we are under. If you look at, and unfortunately the state has not updated its numbers, but if you look at comparisons between our village and the town of Nassau, village inside the town of Nassau, village outside the town of Nassau in Skodek, in Skodek Town, you can see that when all things are taken into consideration, tax burden in the village is 50 cents per thousand dollars of property value over the town of Nassau. And in the village that's outside, that's in the town of Skodek, it's about almost $2 more per $100,000 of assessed value. And those are years 2012. If you go to that website at the bottom there, you can get the tables that's from. I don't make these numbers up. These are made up by the state, and they have not updated them since 2012. I have a feeling they haven't done that because politically it doesn't work with the governor's plans to consolidate municipalities. So general fund A, revenues. We have a tentative budget here in the different categories. You'll see in the larger budget, you'll see all the different lines. We've summarized them into categories of where certain monies come from. These are the revenues. Real property taxes and tax items are things like when people pay penalties, the money we get from the county after we don't get pay taxes on properties. This year is $325,000. Non-property taxes and fees are the monies that we get from sales tax that's dispersed to us through the county and other funds. It's at $80,000 we budgeted at. Departmental revenue, that's an important one here this year especially. It's things like the fees we collect for refuse and the fines and forfeitures that we collect through the court. This year you'll notice that's jumped up quite a bit, and it's because we're moving towards making the refuse fund actually pay for itself instead of being subsidized. So we'll talk more about that today in our meeting. State funding and aid, that's basically the CHIPS money and the per capita aid that we get from the state. It's actually gone down a little bit, and that's really an effect of the CHIPS money. We spent some last year, so there not as much left over. Total revenues of $611,210. More than the past couple of years and quite a bit more than 2 years ago. In bar chart form, you can see that the percentage of the revenues where things are coming from, really hasn't been much change, except you can see that the growing departmental revenue, things like the fines, forfeitures, and such, as well as the refuse fees, becoming a larger portion of our revenue. In the general fund expenditures, again, we've collapsed some of the individual lines that you have the detail on your printouts into categories that it's easier to present. Legislative and executive is really the board up here, and the lawyer, who else is in here? Help me out, folks. Judge?
Judge is down below. It's the village board, mayor, attorney, and dues.
And dues. Okay. And our some of the contractual monies that we get for different kinds of municipal agency trainings and things like that. Essentially, it's stayed the same since last year. Administration and finances, the clerk and the treasurer, reduction there over last year. Central and shared services, those are sort of the things that we spend on this building to keep this building running, the garage, and other things that multiple departments use. So it's not just like the police department uses it, it's not the highway department, it's that, you know, multiple places use. So really this building is pretty indicative of that. $92,600. Public Works is our refuse contract with County Waste and the Highway Department. And see again that increasing this year. Public Safety is the Police Department and the Animal Control, even for this year, no change. Planning and Zoning is our code enforcement and our Planning and Zoning Boards. A little bit of an increase. I believe this year we, you know, we brought Kevin Hitchcock, our new code enforcement officer, on, and we believe he's doing a good job, and we're willing to reward him for that. It's not much of an increase, but I believe it's a warranted increase. The judicial is the court and the court clerk and the judge. Excuse me. And there's an increase there. I believe there's something they're buying, software.
There was some salary increase.
There was a salary increase.
There was a salary increase.
$1,000, and there's $1,000 for the acting judge.
Correct.
Other services include other things that Village does, including the parks, the work we do to maintain Ben Stanley and Village Commons and other small funds. The Beautification Committee has a very small portion of that. Veterans, Youth Committee gets $150 or something like that. All that bundles up to about $7,000. Again, no increase over last year. Employee benefits at $73,000. This has gone up a little bit. One of the reasons is, as everyone knows, Tony's retiring, and we are going to hire a new person. And we had to anticipate that person's going to get take the benefits that we offer. Tony and Jay don't take the benefits. They get it through their, I don't have to tell you these things, probably not appropriate, but this person may take the benefits. We're going to offer it like we offer every full-time employee, so we had to budget for it. We may not spend it, but we had to budget, and we don't have any current debt service. Appropriations is $711,000. You can see where the different expenditures as a proportion of the budget are. Again, public things have pretty much stayed the same. The central and shared services have gone up over time. The cost of keeping this building going, and other things are going up. Public safety's gone down, pretty much stayed the same lately. And you can see there's really not a lot of change there. So the expenditures as a proportion, we don't see a real cost shift happening. So we have some initiatives that we agreed on, things we're going to, projects we want to describe. We're going to continue to refine our plans for capital equipment replacement, capital projects, and A fund. We are going to continue, however, we're going to be at a reduced rate contributing to capital equipment replacement project funds. In order to stay within the cap, we decided that we would reduce the amount of money we were putting into the capital funds this year. But we are putting some money. We are going to purchase and install solar speed indicator sign number 3, and the tentative location for that is Route 203, somewhere along Route 203. The third most frequently traveled road in the village, also the third most numerous speeding tickets. There's going to be some technological investments. We have utility billing software that we are going to be purchasing, which will help make Missy's job more efficient and record keeping easier. We'll also be replacing the, dare I say, ancient village phone system. And maybe Missy will actually be able to answer the calls when they're ringing and she's holding the phone like that. And we will be doing some finishing work at Ben Stanley Park. We will also be replacing unit, at least we plan to replace unit 602 in a Chevy Tahoe, as it's becoming more of a burden to keep it on the road than it would be to purchase or a new one. So that's the A fund. Water fund. You can see that revenues actually pretty much stay the same over time in the past 5 years. Really no big change, even though we've increased rates a teeny bit, and we'll be increasing rates
residential rates, and this is coming, billing.
Well, we did it last year, but it'll be
effective. It'll come into effect this year.
Correct.
Because the county screwed up in the
bill. Right.
Administration of that's the water fund portion of the clerk and the treasurer and the deputy clerk. Again, a little bit down from last year, as you saw in the A fund as well. Operations, basically all the work that needs to get done. It pays for the time of the water staff, the highway department's second job. You have employee benefits and miscellaneous things are, I suspect that is in there is the, our...
It's a contingency.
The contingency fund, I was thinking that. And then the debt services, the money we owe in the water tank still, $61,000, that we'll be paying for the next
2025.
10 years. So we have a total of $240,000 and $240,526. And you can see where the proportion of the expenditures come from. Debt service obviously going down since we've paid off the last bond. Employee benefits going up, as everybody is aware of that. So some initiatives. There is a tank generator project that we have planned to put an emergency generator up at the water tank. So in the event that we need to keep that going, we will do that. Randy can fill you in on details on that. We will have a water main upgrade project. I believe our goal is to try not to spend money out of the water fund to do that, but we'll see what happens as we go for grants. But we are planning to do some sort of water main upgrade on Route 20. We will continue to contribute to our capital replacement project capital funds in this fund. As we move along and find where the weak points are in our water main system, we will formalize a plan to address it. Okay, so I'm done. And I do, again, want to apologize for that, not having that figure updated in the presentation. And if anyone, I'll have it from Missy. She can make it available. Anyway, it's in there, but
it's in the pack.
The better, the one I don't want to show is here. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. Okay. Before we move forward, does the board have any comments?
Did anybody sign in to speak? I don't know.
No, they did not.
Okay.
Did anybody
need
to sign
Bob?
In and
try? Any comments? Randy? Salaries we were going to discuss?
Yeah, I thought that's what this was handed out
no,
for.
No, that's in the other agenda, not for the budget.
Well.
That goes with the regular meeting.
All right, well.
No, not.
That's for the regular
meeting. We went through the budget workshops. I thought that the clerk personal services was increased by 3%, and I see it's been reduced. And I don't recall talking about that. That's
at our last meeting, what was the date? I can't remember.
25th.
Charlie, I think it's on the recording too. I don't know if Guy's posted that yet.
It's
up on the website. That you reduce it to a 1% increase.
Well, in all fairness, it was originally at $500 increase.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you in a second.
And because of my calculation, you made the comment that that was a 3%. I had it at 1%. Okay, but because of my calculation, you clarified it and said, no, it's 3%.
Correct.
And you continually made that comment that it was 3%, you know. So why, you know, why would we want to give somebody 3%? I know that everybody else has gotten something. So from my point of view, I would like to see that, you know, that salary gets increased to the original amount that I proposed, which was I went from 16,480 to 17,17.
And then it went up in the water fund correspondingly.
So maybe I'm mistaken, but I'll bring up the recording. Charlie, when we went over it, there was a few things that I had marked in your
I know you did.
Your budget.
Yeah, and that's you, right. You don't have to bring the recording up.
Right.
Because you made the comment.
Correct.
Okay, and I reduced it. Well,
okay.
before we move forward with this budget, I'm changing it.
Well, then you need to change some other things, too, because now you're not
in
balance.
Then that's, if that's what we have to do, then as collectively as a board, then that's what we have to do.
Then there's what you need to do. You can't increase an expenditure and not have it add a revenue and be over your tax cap. Or I'm willing to go over the tax cap.
Well, it's not well, a question.
I would make a motion that we put the $500 back into personal services for the clerk, and that we increase the line items that's fines and forfeitures of bail from $45,000 to $45,500. And that'll balance it back out. And the last two, we're estimating $45,000 in revenues. In the last 2 years, we've taken in over 60. So I don't think that $500 is going to make a hill of beans on that. So, and that'll put it back in balance, and it'll be done.
And then your F fund?
Let me see here. I didn't have this one.
No, she's paid
up. Copy, so I didn't have a chance to look at it.
Oh. So are we talking about $500 total?
No, $500 in the A fund or the general fund, I guess it is, and in the water fund, it's what is it? $80? $88. It's $88. It's the first line, administration, personal
okay,
services, clerk.
8310.
Right. It's okay. Goes from 162 to 4250. So it's an $88 increase.
So it's a $495 increase in the A fund, 3%.
Correct. And $88 in the water fund. If it's, I mean, if it goes in, or you can do it at 3% or 40%.
So that's 16,975.
Where are you now?
I'm doing the clerk, 16,975.
In the A fund or the water fund?
A fund.
Yes, 16,975 would be exactly 3%. You're correct. I agree.
And you want 3% of the 4250 or the 40?
No, 4120 was last year's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 3% on that. I was just going by the 4250 that was proposed, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we can be exact.
$123.60. Right. I'm not even on the app. I'm still on the A, so. $311. So it's 45,311 is your bond, your bill.
And she's changing all the other stuff too that goes with that.
I get $124 increase in that fund.
Okay. Okay. Which fund?
F.
F.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
4244. Anybody else? Guy? Randy? Bob, you all set?
I'm good.
Lori? Any other? Okay. So I think we're all set then. Anybody like to?
So Lori, I'm going to take 500 and add it to the police.
I did. To the fines, $311.
That's going to cover that, too.
Okay. If it does, yeah.
Okay, I guess we're all set then.
Yep. You want to adjourn? I'll make a motion. We'll close the public hearing at 6:37 p.m.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.